This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our study of false views of truth. As we closed last time, we were considering the fact of the great power of the gospel to change the world of the first century. That is, the world into which the New Testament church was established. We noted that religion was going along very sleepily without anybody really giving very much consideration to it, when suddenly a great force struck that Roman Empire and shook it from its foundations from one end of the empire to the other. And we'd raised the question, who were the people who'd gone about causing this great revolution, as it were? Who were the people who were doing this preaching? Were they soldiers, politicians, or philosophers? No, they were not. They were people from all walks of life. Some of them were poor, some were rich, and some were well educated, and others were not. Some followed this trade and others followed that. But none of these matters were of crucial importance. But what was important was the fact that they had obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and that they were preaching that gospel. They preached it. They preached that message and only that message everywhere. They preached it without compromise. They let people know that they were lost in sin and that only through Christ, that is, in obedience to His gospel, could they be saved. They preached Christ. Pre-existent, born of a virgin, sinless life, crucified for the sins of others, resurrected, ascended, coronated as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, coming again to call all men into judgment. And everywhere they preached, the reaction was either obedience because of loving submission to Christ, or violent reaction, hatred because of rejection of the gospel. Because with the gospel in its hands, the church was such a dynamic force in the first century, it was described as having turned the world upside down, Acts chapter 17 and verse 6, and as being everywhere spoken against, Acts chapter 28. Let us note this, please. The church of the first century was not ignored by the world. People knew it was in the world. They knew what it was doing and talked about it everywhere. Everywhere throughout the Roman Empire in the first century, the church was either loved or hated. And so let us ask ourselves this question today. Is the church of the 20th century turning the world upside down as did the church of the first century? I think it is the case that none of us would dare to say that it is. In many places in the world today, the church and the gospel of Christ which it ought to preach is unknown. And in other places where the church is known, it is largely ignored. Why is this the case? Is it because the gospel has lost its power to save men from sin? Of course not. The gospel has not lost its power. Then what is the trouble? The trouble is that we, God's people, have not preached the gospel in its fullness with zeal, fearlessness, and fervor. I wonder, have we let someone deceive us into believing that we should preach the truth in such fashion as to hurt the feelings of no one? I, for one, would like to sound a call to those who are true followers of Christ everywhere to be willing once again to preach the truth, all of the truth, and nothing but the truth without fear of any man. And I submit that we ought to go into the Bible itself, read the Bible, find out how Jesus taught, how Paul taught, how Peter and John and the other apostles and other inspired men of the first century taught, rather than going to the philosophers and psychologists in an effort to try to find out how we should preach. Among the reasons why the early church turned the world upside down was the fact that they preached the truth everywhere. They entered into the haunts of the Jewish doctors of the law, preached Christ crucified as the fulfillment of the prophecies concerning the Messiah, and challenged them to refute it. To the Greek doctors of philosophy, they preached Christ crucified as the wisdom of God and challenged them to refute that truth. They were not arrogant in so doing, but they were motivated by love for God and man, but they did preach the truth.